Revolting the bottom stock base on the base, four lines in the bottom, the Gemara says, Tanya, Acherim Oimrim, Hikti Mulim Le'arelim, if he had a Machshava both for Mulim, for those that had a Bris Mila, and for Arelim, those that did not have a Bris Mila, and he thought about the Mulim first, and then about the Arelim, kosher, then it would be kosher. Whereas the opposite, if it was Arelim Mulim Mulim, if the Arelim were before the Mulim, then pasul would be pasul. So the Gemara wants to know, Maishno Mulim Le'arelim de kosher, why when the Mulim precede the Arelim, is it kosher, the Kula Arla Be'inon, because like we said before, in order to be pasul, you have to have in mind only Arelim, not Mixas Arelim, not partially Arelim, partially Mulim. Velekin, over here, that you thought of both, so you don't have Kula Arelim. So if that's the case, the opposite as well, Arelim Mulim Nami, when you have the Arelim before the Mulim as well, Kula Arla Be'inon Veleka, it's only possible if you only have in mind Arelim, and over here you don't only have in mind Arelim, because at the end of the day you also had in mind Mulim. So the more answers, Lamer Kasavri Acherim, let us say that these Acherim, this Brisa, that's Acherim Aimrim, has to hold, Ein Shechita Ela B'Soif, that the point that the Shechita takes effect is only at the end of the Shechita. At that point in time, it's called the Shechita. Everything until then is not called the Shechita. So all machshavas that must take place during the Shechita have to take effect only at that last moment when he completes the Shechita. Uchederava, and secondly, he holds like Rava, Dama Rava, Adayini Machlekes, that when we have the Machlekes of Meir and Biosi, if you hold Tzfais Lashon Rishon, you hold Af B'Gemar Dvar V'Adam Nitfas, that even in a case where the two machshavis are not contradicting each other, for example, he said that this should be a Tmuras Oilon and Tmuras Shlomim, it can be both at the same time, so then you say Tzfais Lashon Rishon. But if you want to say something that you beferish want them to coexist, maybe over there we would agree that you don't say Tzfais Lashon Rishon. For example, the case of the Gemara in Zochim is, if he says that I want this to be half Oila, half Chatos, or half Oila, half Shlomim. So over there, you want them to coexist, so maybe over there, some say that it doesn't, that over there both will be Chal, and you don't say Tzfais Lashon Rishon. Rava says, no, even in such a case, where you want it to be half this, half that, so you want them to coexist, nonetheless, you still say Tzfais Lashon Rishon. So who are then over here, even though Molim and Arelim are not astir at each other, the carbon could be partially for Mulim, partially for Arelim, the two Machshavas could coexist. Nonetheless, since they both have to be Chal at the exact same second, since we hold Ein Shechita Ela B'Soif, Memela, it comes out that only one could be Chal, and therefore only the first one will be Chal, Hilkach. Therefore, Hikti Mulim Arelim, if the Mulim was first, and then the Arelim, Mulim Chayli, Arelim Lechayli, since Remeir, who is Acherim, holds Tzfais Lashon Rishon, only Mulim will take effect, Arelim won't take effect, that's why it will be kosher. Whereas the opposite, Hikdim Arelim Mulim, if the Arelim was first and then the Mulim, so Arelim Chayli, Mulim Lechayli, only the Arelim take effect, the Mulim don't take effect, and if that's the case, that's why it will be possible, because it's as if he had a Mashav 100% for Arelim. Amarabba, and that's his Rabba Loi. You don't have to say that that's Pshat, that the Machloikis is, because Ein Shechita Ela B'Soif, and only one of the Machshavas take effect. Lo'ilim Kasavi Acherim, Yeshnam L'Shechita Mitchila V'Atzoif. You could really say that Acherim hold Yeshnam L'Shechita Mitchila V'Atzoif, and therefore the two Machshavas could take effect at two different times, one in the beginning of the Shechita, and one later on during the Shechita, and if that's the case, it's not subject to the Machlekes of Tzfais Lashon Rishon. V'achem Mayaskin, and here, what are we talking about? Kigoyin Shegaron Balibay Litavayu. In his mind, he wanted to say both, Bein Lemulim, Bein Arelim. Both Mulim and Arelim. V'hoiti Bibi, L'Arelim, L'Hizbik, L'Aymen Lemulim, Ashenigmar Shechita V'Arelim. He first spoke out Arelim, and he didn't have a chance to speak out the second thing that he planned on saying, which is Lemulim, until the Shechita was finished, while he only said so far, Arelim. Ubeha Pligi, and this is what the Shaila is. The Remeir Savar Loibin and Pivali Veshavi. Remeir holds that even though his mouth, what he actually ended up saying, isn't the same as what he had in mind, he wanted to say both, and he ended up only saying one. Nonetheless, it takes effect. Therefore, if you only said, if you said I'm mulim first, and therefore you only had a chance to say mulim before the end of the shkita, then kashtetzach is going to be kosher. But the opposite, if you said arelim first, and he didn't have in mind to say mulim until after the shkita was complete, so he only said arelim, it's going to be possible, even though he meant to say both. Rabbanan Sabi, the Rabbanan who disagree with the Acherim, that's because they hold, being a people of Rishavan, that what he says from his mouth only works if in his heart he meant to say what he said with his mouth. Since over here he only said one, then he really meant to say both, so what he said does not take effect, and that's why the carbon is kosher. Afraid to give more of the Kosovo and Mayor, is this true that Rameir Taka holds? Let me in and people leave a shove in. From in you, alas, you are still a Miskavan Lemur Truma. Someone who is separating fruit, Paris, from his produce. The Omar, he meant to say that these Paris should be Truma. The Omar Meiser, and instead he said that they're Meiser, he slipped, and he said they're Meiser. Or the opposite, Meiser, he meant to say Meiser, Omar Truma, and instead he said they're Truma. Or if a person was making a nether, and in his nether he meant to say, "Sheini Nichlas Abayze, I'm not going to go into this house." Va'amar Lezen, instead he said that house. Or Sheini Nehen Lezen, I don't want to have enough from this person. Va'amar Lezen, he mistakenly said that person. Le'amar Klum, what he said is meaningless. Actually, people believe Shavim because a nether doesn't take effect, or a hektish like Truma doesn't take effect until it's people believe Shavim, until he says what he meant to say in his heart. So how could you say that according to a mayor it's going to take effect even though he never really meant to say it that way? Elam Rabbi rather says Abai a new pshat in the machlokes. Reisha the Amr Simin Rishon Lemul. The Reisha, again, we're going now not like Rava said Ein Shchita Elam Slave, but rather like those that disagree with Rava the Yeshman Lashchita Mitchilu Ad Slave, and therefore you could split the Shchita up into different parts. So we'll say that the Reisha is that he said the first simon out of the two simon that you have to cut for the Shkita should be, I'm having in mind during that simon only mulim. The simon sheni, and in the second simon afla relim, I'm also adding a relim, meaning not he's only having in mind the relim, but he's having in mind a relim in addition to the mulim that he had in mind in the first simon. So the simon sheni, and that in this second simon as well, nami psichi bei mulim, you also have mulim mixed in there. So it comes out that there's no part of the shchita that was totally for arelim. The first simon was only for mulim. The second simon was for both. So it's mamona shachas and bikasher. Seifa was the opposite case. The hiktim arelim the mulim. The other simon rishon arelim. The first simon was only for arelim. Simon shein in the mulim, and the second simon he added in also mulim. That means the second simon is for arelim, just like the first simon plus mulim. So in that case, so even though Anachanami on the second simon should be kosher because the second simon he had in mind both, however the simon rishon halei psicha bei mulim, the first simon there's no mulim mixed in, it's only for arelim. Rameir is the shitasi dam mefagim machatzim matir, that a machshavas pigul could take effect even by a half a matir, meaning any avoda that has two components in it to be matir, like over here the shchita there's two simanim, or certain kabbalas that have aktara that you, let's say by a carbon micha for example, that you have to burn the kaimis and the levina, so there's two components to the aktara. So in any avoda that has two components, the machshavas pigul could be by one component even though it's not by the other. So who I did over here, this machshava hapeselas could be even b'shas one simon, even though it's not b'shas the other simon, nonetheless it will still be possible. The Rabbanan who disagree with Achirim, and they say that even though it was hiktim arelim the mulim, it's still kosher. The reason why it's kosher is because they go l'shitasam. The ami e mefagel b'chatzimata, that you can't be mefagel with a chatzimata, meaning the machshava doesn't take effect by one component alone until you have both components. So over here, that you only had a machshava arelim by one component, by one simon, without having it in the other simon, it's not going to take effect. And by the time you got to the second simon, you had in mind both, so therefore it's kosher. Says the next Mishnah, Shrechet is a Pesach ala chometz. So there's a lot in the Torah says, you can't shecht my carbon Pesach while you still have chametz. So says the Mishnah, if someone shechts the carbon Pesach while he has chametz, so then he violates, he transgresses this place to say, and he gets malchus. Rabbi Yehuda Omer afa tamid. Rabbi Yehuda says, like we'll see why in the Gemara, that not only for shechting the carbon Pesach when there's chametz around, Does he get Malkus? But even the one who shechs the carbon tumid, if he has chametz, the tumid shabena abayim of Pesach, erev Pesach afternoon, he will also get Malkus. Rav Shimon Omer, HaPesach Barba, so the Pesach that's brought in its right time on the 14th of Nisan, Lishmoy, and it was brought Lishmoy, like it's supposed to be, so then Chayiv, because then he's shechting a kosher carbon Pesach and Chometz, he's over this lav of Leisishkar al Chometz Dam Zivchi. V'shaloi Lishmoy Potter, however, v'shechta Shaloi Lishmoy, since we know that a Pesach Shaloi Lishmoy is possible, so Memele is going to be Potter, and this is Reb Shimon Shita all over Shas, there's Shkita Shein Ruya Leishma Shkita, a Shkita that's Ein Ruya that's not going to be fit to be eaten, is as if you didn't shecht it, so since this Shkita is going to end up being possible, so it's as if you didn't shecht it, so Kum Tais, you never were over the lav of Leis Tishrei Racham Et Dam Zivchi. Ushakal Azvachim, any other carbon, Bein Lishma, Bein Shalai Lishma, whether you shecht it in Lishma or you shecht it Shalai Lishma, Potter is going to be Potter, because on the 14th, like we'll see in the Gemara, on the 14th in the afternoon, which is the Zman of Karban Pesach, according to Reb Shimon, one would only be over the lav of shechting for chametz if he shechted the Karban Pesach, not if he shechts any other carbon. However, b'mayid, when it, on the Yom Tov of Pesach itself, then lishmoy potter shalei lishmoy chayiv. If it comes to a Karban Pesach and he shechts with lishmoy, so what Pesach b'shayim moysa b'shanav, like we know from the earlier sugyas. If it was shechted the shame Pesach, it's possible. So if it's possible, again, it's a shechita shein ruya, and it would be butter. Shalai lishmai, but if you take that carbon Pesach now on Yom Tiv, and you shecht the shalai lishmai, so we know that a Pesach b'shayim moish hashana is, if you shecht the shalai lishmai, is basically a shlomim. So if that's the case, you shechted a kosher shlomim, and therefore chayiv, you'd be chayiv. Ushar is called Zachim, and who had in any other carbon, Bein Lishma, Bein Shalei Lishma, whether it was Shechta Lishma, or even if it was Shechta Shalei Lishma Chayiv, because most carbonists, when they're Shechta Shalei Lishma, with the exception of Pesach and Chatos, like we're about to get to, are kosher. They're loyal to the Baal Mashem Chayiv, you're not Yotzi your Chiv with them, but Lamaitz, the carbon is kosher, so that would be enough to be considered a Shechita Ruya, to be over the lav of Leisishchat Al Chametz Dam Zivchi, and like we'll see in the Gemara, Reb Shimon holds that on Yom Tiv, not only on Erev Pesach, you're only chayiv for shechting the carbon Pesach Al Chametz, but on Yom Tiv, you're chayiv for shechting any other carbon while the person has chametz. In addition to obviously the Baal Yirah and Baal Yamotze that he would have. Chutz min hachatas, with the exception of a chatas sheshechta shalei lishma, if he shechta the chatas shalei lishma, so we know that a chatas shalei lishma is possible, since it's possible to shechita shein ruya, so therefore he wouldn't be chayiv for shechting a carbon while he has chametz around. Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish, says Rav Shimon ben Lakish, la'olam ein chayiv, there's no chiyuv from this lav of leisichshon al chametz dam zivchi, ad sheyehei hachametz l'shoichet or l'zerik, until either the person who's doing shechita has the chametz, or the Zerik, the Kain who's doing the Zrika, has the Chametz. And Rashi brings a few times during our Sugya, from the Mechilta, that the Mechilta is Marba, since it says Dam Zivchi, so the word Dam over there is extra, to teach us that not only for the Shechita you Chayiv, but also for the Avodas Adam, for the Zrika, he would also be Chayiv. Or even if the Sheikh himself, or the Kain who's doing the Zrika, doesn't have Chametz, but one of the people of the Chabura have chametz, while their carbon pesach is being shechted, they would also be over. So over here, it's a machlokes rishonim who is over. Rashi seems to say that once one of the bnei chabura has, or the sheichet, or the zerik, everybody of the chabura is over. Tosfos says no, that avad is not true, but rather it means the one who's doing the avad, the sheichet or the zerik, would be over if either he or anybody in the chabura has chametz. But condition number two is that this chametz that it had, it's not enough that they have it in their house. In such a case, it wouldn't be over. It has to be together with them in the Azara. Rabbi Yechonon Amar, Rabbi Yechonon disagrees. Rabbi Yechonon says, Afal Vishen Imo Bazar, they would be chayim even if it's not with them in the Azara, even if it's wherever they are in their house. B'makom Mizvugi, says the Gemara, what's the machlokes of Rabbi Yechonon Rish Lakish if the chametz has to be together with them in the Azara or not? Maybe they're arguing about Al B'Samach, where the Torah says Al, like it says over here, so what does Al mean? Does Al mean that it has to be mamish next to them? Or maybe not. Maybe as long as you have chametz, even if it's not next to you, that would be enough to be called Al HaChametz. You're showing the Karban Pesach together with chametz. So maybe that's the machlokes over here. Reb Shimon ben Lakish Savar al b'samuf, and in order to, that whenever the Torah says al, it means it has to be nearby. So leisishchada al chometz tamzichi means that the carbon is nearby when you're shechting the chometz is nearby when you're shechting the carbon, and only then are you over. No, al does not necessarily mean b'samuch, and therefore, even if it's not nearby, even if it's in your house, you would still could be over. Said the Gemara, that's a machlokes. Why do they have to argue over here? We already know that they argue from somewhere else about al, if al means b'samuch or not. Ditnan, hashoyche toida, someone says the carbon toida, lifnim inside the azar, where the carbon toida needs to be shechted. And the lechem at that time of the shechita is outside the walls. So we know that the carbon tayda comes together with 40 lechem, 4 minim, 4 types, and each type had 10 lechem. And in order for the lechem to be kadosh, the shechita of the carbon is what gives the lechem kedusha aguf. Until then, it only has kedusha damim. It gets its kedusha aguf b'shas the shechita of the carbon. So let's say when you shechted the carbon inside, the lechem was still outside. So therefore, it's not capable of becoming kaddish, and it's not kaddish. The lechem chutz lechayidma. So then says the Mishnah, lechem lekaddish halechem. The lechem doesn't become kaddish. And on that we said, my chutz lechayidma. What does it mean, chutz lechayidma? Rabbi Yechon Reimer, chutz lechayidma is beis pagi. If it's out of the chayidma of beis pagi, which is some outside place in Yerushalayim, which is the furthest out that kachem kalim could be, kachem kalim could be eaten, the parts that are given to the Kehanim or to the Bayim to eat, could be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim. It doesn't have to be in the Azara in the Beis HaMikdash. So if it's out of Yerushalayim, obviously it can't be Kaddish because it's possible over there. But as long as it's in Yerushalayim, it could become Kaddish. Avakutz Lechem is Azara, and therefore, says Rabbi Yochanan, even though they're out of the walls of the Azara, they're not in the Beis HaMikdash, nonetheless, Kaddish, these Lechem could become Kaddish as long as they're within these boundaries of Yerushalayim, the Leibina Nabasama, because even though it says Al, the Taita has to be Shechted Al Alechem, it doesn't mean that the Lechem has to be Mamish there, Samuch next nearby. As long as it's within Yerushalayim, it's good enough. Rav Shimon ben Lakish Amar, Rav Shimon ben Lakish says no. Afilu Chutz L'Chayim is Azara, when the Mishnah says Chutz L'Chayim, it means out of the walls of the Azara. Even if the lechem is out of the walls of the Azara and it's still in Yerushalayim, nonetheless, like Kaddish. So even though the lechem is where it's able to be, it's not in a place that's going to make it possible, nonetheless, it can't be Kaddish over there, because Alma be'in and Al-Basama, because when the Torah says, you shech the Taida ala lechem, that means that the Taida has to be right near the lechem. If the Taida is not near the lechem can't become Kaddish. So we already see from over there that Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish argue if Al means Basamach or not. So why do we have to have two machlokes about the same thing? Ella says the Gemara must be Basra Safik Amiflegi, that the machlokes over here is in Hasra Safik, if at the time of the Hasra, when you get, in order to give Malkus, we know that there needs to be Hasra. At the time of this warning, this Hasra was given, it's only a Safik if he's going to be over or not. Because at the time that the Hasra was given, we don't know if he has chametz in the house. If it's in the Azara, we could see that he has chametz there. So we say, if you're going to about to shecht, if you're about to do the Avodah, you should know you're going to be over this level. But if we don't see the chametz together with him, we don't know what's going on in the house. And maybe he doesn't even know what's going on in his house. So maybe the whole Hasra is specific. In case we find out that there's chametz in your house, you, by the way, you'll be over. So such Hasra, is that a valid Hasra or not? Rabbi Yochanan, who says that over here it's Avabishanim Bazoyer Chai, that's because he holds Hasra Savik Shema Hasra. Whereas Rish Lakish, who says over here that your potter is because he holds Hasra Savik Shema Hasra. So says the Gemara, if that's the case, Bahanami Hapligi Bachadazim. This as well, we already have elsewhere that Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish argued on in the same question. Why would we need to argue about the same thing twice? The itmar, because we said shua sha'echo kikar zu ayoim. If a person made a shua, I will eat this kikar, this loaf of bread, sometime today. Ve'avra ayoim, and the day passed by. Ve'lo yachle, and he didn't end up eating it. Rabbi Yechon and Rishim Lakish Damit Havayu in Eloika. Both Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Shlakish agree that at the end of the day, the one who violated the shua, he was over. He will not end up getting malchus for being over and not eating that loaf of bread. The question is why. Rabbi Yechon, The Havalei Lav Shem Maisa. Rabbi Yochanan says the reason why you don't get Malkus is because this Lav he violated passively. He didn't do a Maisa to be over. He just didn't eat, and Mimele he was over. V'chol Lav Shem Maisa. And any Lav that you don't violate through a Maisa, you just do it passively, ain't like a Lav, doesn't warrant Malkus. Ava Asura Safik Shmei Asura. But the fact that the Asura is Asura Safik, Ava became that would be a valid Asura, and Mitzad that, had it not been a Lav Shem Maisa, he would get Malkus. Now, every time he made a Shua Sha'icha, and we give him Asura, it's only Asura Safik, because even if we come to him sometime in the middle of the day and tell him, you better eat it now, or else you'll be over, it's not necessarily true, because even if he doesn't eat it now, as long as he eats it sometime later on during the day, before the evening, he still has a chance to eat it, and he would not be over anything. So every time you give him Asra, it's only Asra Safik. Nonetheless, Rabbi Yochanan didn't have a problem with that. He said the only reason why you don't get Malkus over here is only because it's a Lav Shem Maisa. Rabbi Shimon Lakish Amar Ein Eloika Mishum the Havalei Asra Safik. Rish Lakish is the opposite. The reason why you don't get Malkus over here is because the Asra, like we just explained, is Asra Safik. For Asra Safik, Lashmi Asra, and Asra Safik is not a valid Asra, and a Lav that the person who was over did not get Asra, he can't get Malkus for it. Avalav Shem Maisa, Mitzad, the fact that he was over the Lav without doing a Maisa, like in love. Rabbi Shimon Lakish says that the Atzim would get Malkus. So the fact that he was over the Lav by not eating it, that would warrant Malkus. The only reason why he doesn't get Malkus is because it's Asra Safik. Ami, so the Gemara says, La'ilam ba'al b'samach kamiflugi. So the kasha was, if the machlokes was al b'samach, they already argued about it at a different time, why do they have to argue over here as well? Elamai, the machlokes is legabe asor suffik, if that's considered asor or not. Again, they already argued by that somewhere else, why do they have to argue about it a second time over here? So the Gemara says, we'll go back to the first pshat and say that the machlokes is if al means b'samuch. So when it says le'sishchad al chometz tam zivchi, if it means that the chometz has to be right there together with the carbon or not. Are you going to ask me? We already have a different machlokes. Legabe the toida, if it's ma'akdash lechem, if the lechem needs to be nearby or not. So tzricha, you have to argue by both. If legilinyin chometz, have we only argued legabe chometz if al means b'samuch or not? Hamamina, then I would have said ba'hudekamer Rabbi Yochanan that dafk over there by chometz. Rabbi Yochanan says the loy beinin al b'samuch that al does not have to mean b'samuch. Mishum the iser who, because over here we're talking about being over an iser. Over here we're talking lechumra. V'chaleichet isay. The Torah doesn't want you to have chometz while you shechet the korban pesach. So I don't care where the chametz is, whether it's in the Azar or even if it's somewhere in your house. As long as you have, you're over the Isser. Adalinian mikadosh lechem, but masha'enke megabe the toido. Where our shayla is to make the lechem kadosh, lekadosh alavifnim. Maybe even Rabbi Yechanan agrees that al has to be misamach, because over here, maybe the lechem can only become kadosh inside. So maybe in such a case, he would be mighty to Rish Lakish to be in an al b'samach, and you do require that al means nearby. That only if it's inside it will be Kaddish Yiloi, and otherwise Loi Kaddish. And why should you say that? It's just like a Klishar, it's only Mekaddish inside of it. Or like Tosfos speaks out, only when it's in the Azara. So to the Lechem, is only Kaddish when it's nearby, when it's in the Azara. So that's why you have to say, even the case of Lach Metaydut, to say that even over there, Rabbi Yochanan says that Al does not mean Mesamach, and as long as it's in Yerushalayim, even though it's not near the Karbat Metaydut, nonetheless, the Lechem becomes Kaddish. And the opposite, the Yashminim Le'inyan Mekadosh Lechem, had we only said the case of Mekadosh Lechem, the case of the carbon taida, have a minus of that, I would say, Bahakam Rishim Le'okish, Divin Al Mesamuch, the Dafka, where the Rish Lakish says that Al means Mesamuch, the Isa Gavoi, and therefore only if it's inside Kaddish it becomes Kaddish, Eloi Loi Kaddish, and otherwise it's not Kaddish. That's because it's Legabe Hektish, like we said before, in order to be Kaddish, it has to be inside. Avelin Yechometz, but maybe the Gabi Chometz, which we're talking about to be over in Isser, might delay the Rabbi Yechon, maybe Rish Lakish would agree to Rabbi Yechon, that like Be'in and Al B'samuch, that maybe Al does not necessarily have to be B'samuch, because we're talking about in Isser over here, V'chol Eichad, the Isser, Isser, wherever it is, the Torah doesn't want you to have Chometz, as long as you have Chometz, you're violating the Isser. So Tzricho, that's why you have to have both cases, one to say Chiddush and Rabbi Yechon, to say even the Gabi B'makadosh Lach Mitayda, nonetheless, you don't need Al B'samuch. And the other, to say Chiddush and Rish Lakish, that even though we're handling the Gabi being over in Isser, nonetheless, you do need Al B'samuch. Rabbi Yishe asked the Shaykh from Rabbami, Ein Le'Sheikhit, what happens if the Sheikhit doesn't have chametz, the one who's actually shechting, and one of the other people of the chabura have a piece of chametz. Now, what's the halacha? Meaning that which the Gemara started off with in the beginning of the sugya, that is the davar pasha, that as long as someone in the chabura has, would be over. So this is gufa the shayla Rabbi Yishai asked Rabbami. Is that so? If let's say the shayla doesn't have, and only one of the people in of the chabura of this carbon pesach has chametz, now what's the halacha? Are they over or not? So that he said to him, Miksi loisishchar alchem tzecha. The pasuk doesn't say loisishchar alchem tzecha, don't shecht on your chametz. Talking to the shaykh, when you have chametz, then you're now allowed to shecht the karm pesach. Loisishchar alchametz ksiv. It says you cannot shecht the karm pesach when there is chametz. It's mashal whether it's yours or whether it's not yours. So Amalei, so he told him, if that's the case, so then why is it limited to the Bnei Chabura? The same way it doesn't have to be Dalka the Shaykhits, it could be anybody's in the Chaburas. So if it says, chametz, maybe it can be as long as somebody in the world has chametz, even if he's not part of the Chaburas, still, you should be over. Nami, you should also be over. So Amalei, on that he answered him, it says, and the end of the pasuk is, don't leave over to the morning the meat of the Karm Pesach. So we dash in, the ones who are responsible for the layolin, for the end of the pasuk, they're the ones who are responsible for the leisishchar al-chometz dam zivchi. Meaning anybody who is involved in the layolin, which is the sheikhit, because he's the one doing the avayda, and who had in the zarek, the kohen who's doing that avayda, so they're responsible with their relative parts, their respective parts, not to be mal and malin, and who had in the rest of the chabura, on their parts that they're going to hold and eat, they're also responsible for layolin. So anybody who's responsible for layolin on this Karim Pesach, if any one of them has chametz, so then there's a problem of doing the shechita b'chametz or doing the zrika b'chametz. But if someone who's not part of the chabura has chametz, so as far as the members of the chabura, the ones doing the avodah are concerned, those people are not involved in this loyalin, so therefore huadin, they have no problem of leishchish chametz legabi that person's chametz. Amar Rav Papa, says Rav Papa, hilkach, the kohen who does the haktar, who burns the fats of the Karban Pesach on the Mizbeach, if he would have chametz, so he would be over the leisaseiv also of leisishchar chametz dam zivchi. Because the pasuk says anybody who's nichlal in the bal yolin. So the bnei chabura are part of the bal yolin, like we said before. The kohen who shechts is part of the bal yolin, like we said before. The kohen who does the zrika is part of the bal yolin, and who are the kohen who does haktar? Because if he would take those limbs and leave them those fats that he's supposed to burn on his back and leave them over, he would be over about the yolin. If that's the case, so his chametz as well is nichlal in this leisishchar chametz dam zivchi. Tarek avasi rapapa. We have a bais in the taka says like rapapa that even the makdir is nichlal, is included in this leisishchar, because it says hashechi there's not pesach al chametz. If someone checks the karm pesach when he has chametz, I will say a masai. When is that? So, b'zman shehu the shaykhit, when either the shaykhit has chametz, or the zarek, or the kohen who does the zrika has chametz, or the achamim bnei chabura, or any of the bnei chabura have chametz. However, if someone else from the rest of the world has chametz, ain't zakut loy. So it doesn't affect any of these people. As long as the shaykh, the zarek, and the bnei chabura don't have chametz, the fact that someone else has chametz, they don't have to worry about that. They're not over their iser. Ve'echad ha-shaykhit, ve'echad ha-zarek, ve'echad ha-makdir chayiv. Now, but the Baiz of Fir's eyes, it's not only the Shaykh and the Zarek and the Bnei Chabura, it's whether the Shaykh could be Chayiv, the Zarek could be Chayiv, and Huad in the Makter could be Chayiv, which is Beferish like Rav Papa. Avo, however, if someone does Malik on a Oif on the 14th, meaning he doesn't bring a carbon pesach, but rather he brings a different carbon, so he won't be Oiver. Now, Rashi says the reason why we took a Malik on a Oif is because most carbonists you don't bring on the 14th in the afternoon, because you're not allowed to bring a carbon after the Talmud, like we said before. However, we had an exception earlier in our parak that our Mechusar Kapara, who needs to bring his carbonus to be able to eat the carbon Pesach that night, so he's allowed to bring his carbonus even after the Talmud, during this man of Akarbas HaPesach, and normally, at most of the Mechusar Kapara, they end up bringing a knife, so that's why we picked a knife. But the point is that if a person does the malika on that oiv, meaning he brings shar kabbalas during that zman, of the carbon pesach, he would not be oiver the lava of leisishchad alcham etzdam zivchi. So, avu amelika esa oiv, barba also, any oiver v'loi klum, and like the Gemara is going to explain in Mitzvah Shem tomorrow, the reason is, this is like the sheet of Rav Shimon that we had in the Mishnah, that on the 14th you're only over for the Karban Pesach, whereas on Yom Tiv, that's when you're over for Shar Kabbonis. But over here we're talking about on the 14th, like the Brises of the Farish, so therefore he's not over for Shar Kabbonis, so the one who brought the Oif, he would take and not be over. Okay.